spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder. Salem News Channel. That's a close-up of the Emmy that I won back in 1999, an L.A. area Emmy. Yes, Sage has won an Emmy. Star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. New York Times best-selling author. On the cover of Newsweek. Yeah. International sex symbol. Move over, Fabio. Who's Fabio? 888-971-SAGE is the number. Now, how many years have I been telling you? Not only are the rich paying their fair share in taxes, but they're paying more than their fair share in taxes. Despite what Bernie Sanders says about millionaires and billionaires! I'm holding in my baby brown libertarian fingers an article from the Washington Post. This is an editorial, as opposed to an opinion piece. An opinion piece is when somebody just writes in. The person may or may not work for the newspaper, but it's that person's opinion, not the official position of the newspaper. This is an editorial, the official position of the newspaper. Headline: America's income tax is progressive. The rich already pay more than their fair share. And again, this is the Washington Post editorial, not Larry Elder, not Newsmax, not Fox News. Not some other conservative outlet. This is the Washington Post. Now, I know Jeff Bezos bought it and made it a little more sensible, but it's still the Washington Post. Quote, despite whining from politicians and activists that the rich don't pay their fair share, the United States federal income tax is extremely progressive. Mr. McConnell, can you get that clip between Sherrod Brown of Ohio and Orrin Hatch of Utah? Get that ready. Let me know when it's ready. It says that there are 30,382 tax filers. 30,382 tax filers with incomes of $10 million or more in 2023. Okay? That's less than 0.02% of all tax filers. They made 59% of all income. Let me do this again. Over 30,000 tax filers with incomes of $10 million or more, 0.2% of all tax filers, and they made 5.9% of all income. But they paid 10.9% of all income taxes. Right? Now, there were over 100 million tax filers who made less than $75,000. They made 21.9% of all income. How much do you think they paid as a percentage of all income taxes? 21.9% of all income, they paid 7.3% of all income taxes. So people at the bottom pay very little or almost nothing. Now, let's talk about the top 1%. I told you the story about me being at this party years ago. A buddy of mine was having his 60th birthday, Vietnam vet, conservative, so I kind of assumed everybody at the party would be conservative. I'm sitting next to this woman named Eileen. And Eileen wasn't talking to me. She was talking to other people. She began complaining about how little income taxes the rich pay. I thought she was joking at first. And then she kept going on, and I realized she wasn't joking. I said, excuse me, I'm part of the so-called rich, if you define somebody rich making above a certain level. Would you like to see my 1040? It's in my car. She declined the opportunity. Now, let me ask you something. Out of all the federal income taxes, what percentage of the federal income taxes do you think is paid by the top 1%? She said, what do you mean? So I drew an air circle with my finger. I said, assume this is a pie. As far as the top 1% is concerned, this pie represents the income taxes. What percentage of this pie do you think is the top 1% in taxes? She said, oh, I see what you mean. She said, maybe 1%. Maybe 2%. I said, you think the top 1% pay 1 or 2% of all federal income taxes? She said, that's right. And she saw the look of shock on my face, and she didn't ask me what the answer was because she didn't want to know. She knew she was wrong. She didn't know how wrong she was. She didn't want to be embarrassed. She didn't even ask. And I didn't volunteer it. Here is what the Washington Post said in their editorial. Not me, their editorial. In 1980, the top 1% of income earners paid 17% of federal income taxes. In 2022, the top 1% paid 40%, according to the Congressional Budget Office. And by the way, the top 1% pay even more than that now. It's closer to 42 or 43%. While earning roughly 15 to 20% of the nation's income. Quote, Washington Post, high earners shoulder income tax burden far in excess of their portion of the national income, while the bottom half of earners pay very little. They ended with this. Any conversation on changing the tax code has to start with this fundamental truth, rather than the misbegotten notion that high earners get off scot-free. But expect a lot of the 2028 presidential candidates to pretend otherwise, end of quote. So here you have the Washington Post editorial acknowledging how much the rich pay in income taxes, that they pay far more of their share in income taxes, that most people have no blooming idea, and that they're going to be told otherwise by the 2028 presidential candidates, meaning the Democrats. Investor's Business Daily once did a poll to find out how many Americans were aware of what the top 1% pay. Even most of the top 1% were unaware that they pay so much in income taxes. Roughly 12% of the American people knew the top 1% paid about 40% of all income taxes. Roughly 12%. So most people have no blooming idea what the top 1% pay, are clueless about it, and therefore, when you hear this rhetoric about the rich don't pay their fair share, it resonates. That's why you have out here in California, they're gathering signatures. It may or may not make it on the ballot for a wealth tax to tax the net worth of people because they feel the rich aren't paying their fair share in taxes. In L.A., there is a mansion tax. If your house is above a certain level and you sell it, you pay a mansion tax. And there is a mental health tax on top of the 13.3%. The top 1% pay. In California, one half of 1% of all the tax filers pay nearly 50% of the state income tax. I repeat, less than 1% of the tax filers in the state of California pay 50% of the state income tax, which is the largest source of revenue for the state. And yet Democrats in Sacramento, and Democrats run this place because they have supermajorities in the state Senate and supermajorities in the state assembly, believe that the rich are under tax, which is why people like Elon Musk have left. Dave Rubin has left. Ben Shapiro left. And there are many more high-income people that have left this state. And Gavin Newsom is right. People are moving into the state. But the people moving in are making less money than people moving out, which means the tax base is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. But the expenses are getting larger and larger. The only reason we haven't given health care to legal aliens is because they can't afford to do it. But Gavin Newsom would love to do it. He's already expanded the number of illegal aliens who get health care. He'd like them all to get it. But even the Democratic-dominated legislatures, Gavin, we don't have the money. Now, in light of this, we come back. I want to play you an exchange I played before between Sherrod Brown, then a senator from Ohio, and Orrin Hatch, then a senator from Utah. When Orrin Hatch, Republican, was accused of only helping the rich. Because, after all, if you advocate lower taxes, it means you only are helping the rich. Never mind what John F. Kennedy once said. Senator McConnell, can you get out John F. Kennedy as well? Let's play that too. Great, that from Larry Owen. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, those words weren't written for history books. They were written for you. But it's hard to pursue happiness when pain is part of everyday life. Relief Factor was created to help people address inflammation, one of the most common causes of ongoing aches and pains from aging, overexertion, and daily living. It's a 100% drug-free, research-based formula that works through multiple metabolic pathways to support comfort and mobility. No prescription, no masking symptoms, just real relief so you can keep moving forward. I've told you about my buddy Tom, an avid golfer, who's out on the course almost every day. He says without Relief Factor, he wouldn't be able to swing freely because of shoulder pain and back pain. But now, he's swinging freely. As America celebrates 250 years of independence, give yourself the chance to reclaim yours. Relief Factor. Because freedom just feels better without pain. Try Relief Factor today for just $19.95. Your three-week quick start is ready for you. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-793-8548.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-793-8548.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
Call Larry at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Now from the Relief Factor Studio, here's Larry.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. And for good measure, the Washington Post actually did a video about this. Number 13.
Demanding that the wealthy start paying their fair share of taxes. It's not radical. It is exactly the right thing to do.
Actually, the rich already pay more than their fair share. Consider this. There were 30,382 tax filers with incomes of $10 million or more in 2023. That includes all sources of income, not just regular pay for work. This tiny group of people, which represents 0.02% of all taxpayers, made 5.9% of all income. They're very rich, but they paid 10.9% of all income taxes. The over 100 million filers, who made under $75,000, together made 21.9% of all income, but they only paid 7.3% of all income taxes. Now that's the point of a progressive income tax. Take more from the rich and little to nothing from the poor. That's what Congress has created, and it's what we have in the United States. If the federal government wanted to raise more money from income taxes, the upper middle class is where more of the less taxed money is located. Filers with incomes between $100,000 and $500,000 make 49.7% of taxable income, yet they pay just 43% of all income taxes. Now, this fact is tremendously inconvenient for revenue-hungry politicians. There are tens of millions of upper-middle-class Americans, who vote, by the way, and even more who aspire to be upper-middle-class. Squeezing more taxes out of this group would be politically untenable and make the income tax less progressive than it is right now. And the income tax has become steadily more progressive over time. In 1980, the top 1% of income earners paid 17% of federal income taxes. In 2022, they paid 40%. High earners do not get off scot-free, but expect a lot of the 2028 presidential candidates to pretend otherwise.
Again, the upper middle class is undertaxed. Those with income between $100,000 and $500,000, they make 49.7% of taxable income, but they pay just 43% of all income taxes. I defy you to raise their taxes, though. Consider this exchange between Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown and Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, number 46.
Senator Brown, I'd like to...
Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A dozen years ago when you did the tax holiday here, all the corporations had all this money, and of course they were going to be eager to give it out to work. Well, actually, they didn't give it out to workers. They did stock buybacks. They did executive compensation. They paid out dividends. Then somebody cited Britain. Great Britain has done a series of tax cuts, and their wages were flat, too. So this is really wishful thinking. But I do know that the TV ads that are going to be run against the five most important senators on this committee, the TV ads that the independent groups will run, will, of course, say Senator McCaskill and Senator Casey and Senator Scavino and Senator Nelson are voting against a $4,000 raise that this tax cut is going to bestow on them. We know it's coming. We know you'll have way more money to promote that than we will have to defend it. But that's why the Wyden Amendment is so important. And I just think it would be nice just tonight, before we go home, to just acknowledge, well, this tax cut really is not for the middle class, it's for the rich. And that whole thing about higher wages, well, it's a good selling point. But we know companies don't just give away higher wages. They just don't give away higher wages just because they have more money. Corporations are sitting on a lot of money now. They're sitting on a lot of profits now. I don't see wages going up. So just spare us the bank shots, spare us the sarcasm
move.
And the let's satire.
Move.
And
I'm
let's going
to spare it,
let's
but move. I'm going to just say to you that I come from the poor people, and I've been here working my whole stinking career for people who don't have a chance, and I really resent anybody saying that I'm just doing this for the rich. Give me a break. I think you guys overplay that all the time, and it gets old. And frankly, you ought to quit it.
Mr. Chairman, the public believes
it. Just, I'm not through. Okay. I get kind of sick and tired of it. True, it's a nice political play.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
it's not true.
With all due respect, I get sick and tired of the richest people.
Regular
in the
order,
country,
Mr. Chairman.
Getting richer and
regular
richer.
Order.
And
richer. Order.
Regular
order.
We do attack
regular order.
Middle class.
Wait a minute. Regular
over
order.
And over again.
Wait just
how many
a second.
Times do we do this before we learn this?
Listen, I've honored you by allowing you to spout off here. And what you said was not right. That's all I'm saying. I come from the lower middle class originally. We didn't have anything. So don't spew that stuff on me. I get a little tired of that crap. And let me just say something. If we worked together, we could pull this country out of every mess it's in. And we could do a lot of the things that you're talking about, too. And I think I've got a reputation of having worked together with Democrats.
Let's start with Chip.
Not starting with Chip. I did it. I've done it for years. I've got more bills.
Start with Chip today.
I've got more bills passed than everybody on this committee put together. And they've been passed for the benefit of people in this country. Now, all I can say is I like you personally very much, but I'm telling you, this bullcrap that you guys throw out here really gets old after a while. To do it right at the end of this was just not right.
How many times have you heard them say the rich are not paying their fair share in taxes? A billionaire named Tom Steyer is running for governor here in California. Check out what he says. Number 8.
It's time for billionaires like me and big corporations to buy into the future of California and be willing to pay more. A lot of people in California are acting as if we have a zero-sum game, and they're defending their wealth, and they're trying to make sure that they minimize their taxes. I am not scared about paying more money. Working Californians are being priced out of this state. It is not okay. We are creating more than enough money in this state for us all to succeed together without anybody suffering. This is a state with values. This is a state where everybody moves up together. I think that everybody who's succeeded in this state owes a huge debt to the people who built this state and the working people who make this state run and work their off. We need to change our tax system. We need more revenue. We need it to be fair. And I pledge to do all of those things. This is not rocket science.
You hear him say we need it to be fair? You heard what the Washington Post just now said? And Mr. Steyer, I have a suggestion for you. If you want to pay more in taxes, open your wallet. Open your checkbook. I'm sure they'll even take Bitcoin. You can pay more. Nobody's stopping you. Why in the world are you stopping at the amount of money that the government is asking you to pay when you can pay more? You're not afraid of paying more in taxes? By all means, unleash the hounds. Open your checkbook. Open your heart. Rich people are being dramatically overtaxed in California. Dramatically overtaxed in the country. And this billionaire says, I don't mind paying a little more in taxes. Go pay more. Come back. I want to remind you that JFK campaigned to cut taxes across the board, even for the so-called rich. 888-971-SAGE. Do not leave town.
Now, this
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra's Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to what I call reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Baby, life is so lonely without you. Life is so lonely without you.
Coming to you live from the Relief Factor Studio, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder, CLM News Channel. We're going to get to your calls in just a second. We're also going to talk to John Eastman, who has been disbarred for daring to represent Donald Trump and advance some theories about the 2020 election. We'll talk to him top of the hour next hour. Here's John F. Kennedy making a campaign promise to lower taxes.
The worst deficit comes from a recession. And if we can take the proper action in the proper time, this can be the most important step we could take to prevent another recession. That is the right kind of a tax cut, both for your family budget and the national budget, resulting from a permanent basic reform and reduction in our rate structure. a creative tax cut, creating more jobs and income, and eventually more revenue. And the right time for that kind of bill, it now appears, in the absence of an economic crisis today, and if the job is to be done in a responsible way, is January 1963. Such a bill will be presented to the Congress for action next year. It will include an across-the-board, top-to-bottom cut in both corporate and personal income taxes. It will include long-needed tax reform that logic and equity demand. And it will date that cut in taxes to take effect as of the start of next year, January 1963. The billions of dollars this bill will place in the hands of the consumer and our businessmen will have both immediate and permanent benefits to our economy. Every dollar released from taxation that is spent or invested will help create a new job and a new salary. And these new jobs and new salaries can create other jobs and other salaries and more customers and more growth for an expanding American economy. Instead of being permanently saddled with excess planned capacity and the budgetary deficit that is created by this means, our goal must be full capacity and full employment and the budgetary surpluses that that kind of employment and capacity can produce.
Doesn't look like the mayor of New York, Zoran Mamdani, got the message. Number five.
Amidst being in the wealthiest city in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, we already see an exodus of working and middle-class New Yorkers. So I don't have a hesitation in asking those who make the most amount of money in the city or the most profits in the city to pay a little bit more so that everyone can actually stay in this city. It's also something not just about justice or the ability for working-class people to live here. It is also actually about ensuring that corporations can continue to attract the top talent to this city.
Now, he had about four or five people staying around him. I'd love to pull one of them aside and say, how much do you think the top 1% pay in taxes already?
I don't know, 1%, maybe 2%.
Are you aware the top 1%, these are people making $300K or more, pay 40% of all the federal income taxes while earning 20% of the nation's income? Are you aware of that? Here's a new one. Luxury property taxes, number 23.
When I ran for mayor, I said I was going to tax the rich. Well, today, we're taxing the rich. I'm thrilled to announce we've secured a pied-à-terre tax, the first in New York's history. This is an annual fee on luxury properties worth more than $5 million, whose owners do not live full-time in the city. Like for this penthouse, which hedge fund CEO Ken Griffin bought for $238 million. This pied-à-terre tax is specifically designed for the richest of the rich, those who store their wealth in New York City real estate, but who don't actually live there. But even so, they're able to reap the huge financial rewards of owning property in, dare I say, the greatest city in the world. And most of the time, these units are sitting empty, since again, they don't actually live here. This is a fundamentally unfair system that hurts working New Yorkers. Now, it's coming to an end. This tax will raise at least $500 million directly for the city. It'll help fund things like free childcare, cleaner streets, and safer neighborhoods. As mayor, I believe everyone has a role to play in contributing to our city. And some, a little bit more than others. Happy Tax Day, New York.
You hear him say free healthcare, free childcare? How is it free if the so-called rich are paying for it? And again, the Washington Post says already the rich are overtaxed. And this idiot wants to tax them even more. And you really think that the rich won't do something? Like, oh, I don't know, leave? Taking their taxes with them? Now, here's a number that'll keep you up tonight. The odds of our universe having the exact physical constants needed for life. 1 in 10 to the power of 10 to the 123rd. That's a number so large, there aren't enough particles in the universe to write it down. That's not philosophy, that's physics. And a brand new documentary called The Story of Everything is putting those numbers. For 250 years, Americans have believed in one powerful idea, that we were meant to live free. free to work hard, free to move, free to enjoy life without being held back. But if everyday aches and pains are slowing you down, it might be time to declare your independence from pain. I've told you about my brother Kirk having difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning until he finally started listening to me. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free, research-based formula designed to help your body fight inflammation, one of the root causes of pain. It's not a quick fix or a temporary mask. It works from the inside out, at the source. Relief Factor was created so people could get back to living life on their terms, walking, working, exercising, and enjoying the moments that matter. This year, as we celebrate 250 years of American independence, take a stand for your own freedom. Declare your independence from pain. Try Relief Factor today for just $19.95. Your three-week quick start is ready for you. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Penalties and interest are piling up every single day. Wage garnishments and bank levies could hit any moment. If you've been avoiding it out of fear, you're not alone. But waiting only shrinks your options and ramps up the stress. The truth is, the IRS settles with taxpayers every day through legitimate programs, and many qualify to reduce what they owe, in some cases by up to 99%. That's why thousands turn to HelpWithIRSDebt.com. They've guided over 120,000 Americans, resolved more than $2.3 billion in tax debt, and back every case with their ironclad resolution guarantee. If there's no real path forward, you get a full refund. No fine print. They even randomly select one qualifying client each year and pay off their entire IRS balance. Terms apply. Don't let another day pass. Go to HelpWithIRSDebt.com right now. It's fast, easy, and confidential. Find out what's possible today. HelpWithIRSDebt.com. Once again, that's HelpWithIRSDebt.com.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddie Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddie Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddie Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddie Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Now at 888-971-SAGE. That's
888-971-7243. 888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel coming to you from the Relief Factor Studio. Don't forget your Relief Factor. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF or ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Paul is in Ringo, Georgia. Paul, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your program. I am thrilled that we have somebody with your intelligence and your wisdom and your love for America that is on that network for a few hours in the evening. I get to hear you. That's what's going to help save America. If you can keep getting that message out to blacks and whites and Hispanics, everybody, and help them to love our country and what it's about. You just had a clip of President Kennedy back. Mondami, and he said, I want to give free child care. What if Mondami said, I want to stop Islam. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been born again, and I want the children in America to hear America's story. We've heard for 47 years where Islam wanted to annihilate the United States and kill off the precious Jewish people. What in the world? What if he said, I want the children to hear the truth about America. I want them to love America. I want them to grow up and be good citizens. You see, that now that would be something free that would, he could give that would be wonderful for America. I love your program. I'm a first-time caller. I will be calling in the future. In talking to the representative that answered the phone, they said, oh, my goodness, you got a lot of knowledge. I'm 80, almost 86. So I've been around a while, and America needs a man like you. They need a Ben Carson. There's a Reverend E.V. Hill that lived out in California, was evangelist. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but what a precious black preacher he was. I love your program, and I'm going to continue to watch.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Speaking of black men, Clarence Thomas is a Supreme Court justice who happens to be black. Here's what he said about America and about the left. Number 44.
Progressivism seeks to replace the basic premises of the Declaration of Independence and hence our form of government. It holds that our rights and our dignities come not from God, but from government. It requires of the people a subservience and weakness incompatible with a constitution premised on the transcendent origin of our rights.
That's exactly what Tim Kaine, remember he said that? Our rights don't come from God. He got hammered. Well, of course they come from God. Steve, Colorado Springs. Steve, you're in the Larry Elder Show.
I am here. Thank you so much, Larry.
My pleasure.
Long time listener, first time caller. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
All right. I want to say that thank you for the reality check on the fake news media. Trump is doing more to protect our youth than any other president, turning back social media, Title IX, sexual orientation is a blessing to our country. I think he's a great president. I'd like to make a comment on Pope Leo's comment on when he said that God does not listen to war makers. I would like to say that it also says in the Bible that blessed are the peacemakers, and that's what Donald Trump is a peacemaker. Blessed is our country. He's a peacemaker.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Look at what this man, Donald Trump, has done to transform this, not just this country, not just the Middle East, but the world. Let me play you again, this Montana Senator Tim Shahey, number 19.
What about the blockade on the Strait of Hormuz? You know, Iran was blockading it, and now it sounds like the U.S. is going to blockade it. Do you see that working out? Is this a similar strategy to what we were trying to do in Cuba and maybe even Venezuela?
Absolutely. I mean, these are tied together, and I think that's another important issue that hasn't been given fair airtime for really anybody, is zooming out again and placing the Iranian conflict and this challenge in the context of larger geopolitical players. The Venezuela move was not unrelated to Iran. The cheap sanctioned oil that allowed Venezuela and Iran to fund the ghost fleet, the shadow fleet, the underwater, underground global oil trade that allowed Russia and China to dodge sanctions, that provides 93% of China's discounted oil, literally buying oil at cents on the dollar. China loved the status quo of a sanctioned Iran and a sanctioned Venezuela because that gave them guaranteed access to a captive oil market where they knew they'd get cheap product exclusively for them. So this isn't just about defeating Islamic extremists. This isn't just about taking out a socialist narco-trafficking dictator in South America. This is about removing linchpins that are upholding a world order where this administration is accused of being nice to Xi and nice to Putin, yet we've taken out the two satellite states that exist as the primary economic drivers of their global discounted energy. So these are absolutely connected. I think your specific question about blockading the straits is a pretty awesome judo move when you have their primary leverage. Let's be clear, when Iran declares we're going to close the straits, that's the equivalent of them going nuclear, because thank God they don't have nukes, because if they did, they would be using them. When they launch all their missiles to the nearest areas of free people living to try to destroy them, if you don't think that they had nukes, they'd put them on the tip of those missiles, you're absolutely wrong. They would. Their equivalent of going nuclear is closing the straits. It's not their power move, it's their only move. And therefore, they did that quickly because their regime was dismantled so rapidly and so effectively. So us taking that off the table saying, actually, no, we're going to close it. And the reason we're going to close it is we're going to demine it. We're going to secure it or make it safe for passage is a pretty slick move.
Do you think that, you know, as a senator, you owe it to the service members here to vote to authorize this war? I mean, why haven't we seen that? And do you think that we should do that? I know some senators have been talking about doing an authorization of military force. I haven't seen one since Syria, yep. And that didn't succeed. That was 13 years ago.
And every time this is brought up, I don't criticize the people bringing it up. I say, listen, this is the constitutional role of Congress. It is, if you go back to our founding days, I'm not going to get into a constitutional history discussion, but, I mean, the Congress of the United States, since the founding of this country, has viciously argued over almost every single military conflict we have. In fact, my state, Montana, the only person to...
Now, our founders believed that freedom wasn't just a word. It's a way of life. Freedom to move forward, freedom to pursue what matters most, the freedom to...
I talked to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof, one great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
I'm
father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Relief Factor Studio. We're going to talk to John Eastman, who's just been officially disbarred from practicing law in California for daring to represent Donald Trump when he was protesting various states in the 2020 election. And what did you hear what Eric Swalwell said about honesty and values just last year? All of this and more. Stick around. Dan is in Omaha. Dan, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good afternoon, Larry.
Afternoon, Dan.
Okay. Hey, I was thinking, Larry, let's go back to the worst president in our lifetime, which was Jimmy Carter. Did he not overthrow the Shah of Iran?
Well, he forced the Shah to release, quote, political prisoners, close, meaning these radical extremist terrorists that he had behind bars. And ultimately, so many of them got in the streets, they undermined the Shah, and the Shah had to get on a plane and get out of Dodge before he got killed. So, yeah, Jimmy Carter did that.
Okay, and then, just to show them, just to show Jimmy Carter what he really thought of him, he took our hostages.
Held them 444 days. 444 days, yep.
Correct, Larry?
That's correct.
Okay, so if they would have just played nice with him, Jimmy Carter would have done them the same favor as he did for North Korea. Here's a nuclear power plant. We're going to teach you all about nuclear everything. They could have had this years ago if they would have just played nice.
Yep. But they don't play nice. And let's remember North Korea. North Korea got became a nuclear power under Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton sent Jimmy Carter to negotiate an end to their nuclear program. Jimmy Carter came back from North Korea, got on the plane, and the North Koreans were double over laughing. And Bill Clinton does this big press conference and claims that we've put an end to their nuclear program. Well, that's why they are trying to acquire a nuke, Iran, because they've seen how you are treated when you have nukes versus when you don't have nukes. Speaking of which, there was something called the Budapest Memorandum, 1994. Ukraine had the second or third largest stockpile of nuclear weapons. They agreed to turn them over. Britain, us, and Russia all signed a deal and said in the event that Ukraine is invaded, we will give them support. Well, one of the persons who signed the agreement, Russia, invaded them. You think they would have invaded Ukraine if Ukraine still had its nukes? Believe me, Iran went to school on that, and that's why they want nuclear weapons, except they will use them. That's the problem. I'm going to talk to John Eastman in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about Eric Swalwell. The Democrats are now saying, I knew nothing. Some of them are saying, well, I heard rumors, and things are about to get even worse for Mr. Swalwell. 888-971-SAGE.
Wesley is a truck driver.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.